views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad you're joining us here today. If you're joining us live, you might be listening on 1150 AM KKNW here in the Seattle area, or you might be listening live on Transformation Talk Radio over the internet. If you're listening to us after the fact, maybe on one of the 90-some-odd stations, I think it is at this point, or in the archives on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever you're listening from today, I'm so glad you joined us because we are going to be talking about a fabulous new movie that you're going to want to watch. But before I tell you anything more about that, I want to say hello to the producer over here who does his technological magic so you can hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Betty Mathers. Good morning.
Hi, good morning and good day, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you want to be. It's snowing, Christine. Can you believe it?
It's snowing all over the blooming plants.
This is ridiculous.
Like there are flowers that are getting snow on them right now.
I still go back to Punxsutawney Phil. Not knowing what he's doing.
Yes.
He's still not knowing what he's doing. Saying, well, he might be right this time, though, because he said 6 more weeks of winter, and we are having it.
Yeah, it could be 6 more months. We don't know.
Stop it right now. Yeah. You stay right over there on that side of the counter. Don't make me get up. Oh, I just got up. I'm sitting back down. We're okay now.
You know, Benny, on this show, we've had many people talking about our intuitive gifts in one way or another, but for the first time ever, I've seen a very cohesive film that addresses what it is, how to access it, and it's a wonderful movie. And our guest today is the filmmaker, Bill Bennett. He is a writer, producer, and director of feature films as well as documentaries. And his career has spanned more than 30 years. He's made 16 feature films, 4 dramatized documentaries, and 5 feature-length documentaries. He's won several awards. In his home country of Australia, he has won the Australian Film Institute Awards and Australian Film Critics Circle Awards for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Writer. And he's won awards in other parts of the world as well. He's had 3 major retrospectives in various places. And he's won 2 Logies, I think that's the way you pronounce it, Australia's Emmy for Television Reporter of the Year. Get that, Reporter of the Year.
There you go.
And Most Outstanding Documentary. He's an adjunct professor of screen studies, and he's the author of The Way, My Way, and his latest film is called PGS Intuition, Your Personal Guidance System, and it's touring the U.S. right now. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Bill Bennett. Welcome, Bill.
Well, thanks, Christine. After that wrap-up, I feel so old.
Well, we're not going to throw you under the bus that quick, but I will say this. Christine and I will offer our faces for your next movie.
There we go.
And yeah, yes. So just let you know that's going to happen.
Okay. Get in line.
Okay.
Get in line. I think
you got him there.
Yeah, he says get
really,
in line. All
really,
right, all
absolutely.
Right. Well, yes. I tried. Sorry, Christine.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I was on a PBS show in when I was a little kid.
You were not?
1 episode, yes.
I'm so going to look that up.
You won't find it online.
Everything
this is before things were put online. So
what? Everything's on the online now. I'll find it.
You know, Bill, typically I'm interviewing people who are authors of books, and we're talking about their books, and occasionally it'd be something that somebody teaches online. But there are only a few times I've actually interviewed somebody about their film. And so I always enjoy sort of the change of research, so to speak, where I get to spend some time watching a movie. And in this case, it's a wonderful documentary. I think that it's fabulous that you have focused on intuition, because I think at this stage of the game, you know, here in the world as things are, where we don't even know what's true, what's fake, it's very important for us to you know, figure out how to navigate intuition, how to access it. But first, can you please share with our listeners what inspired you to make this particular documentary?
Well, it was an incident that happened, in fact, 18 years ago now. I was in New Orleans. In fact, I was working on a movie, a thriller at that time. And I had to go to the airport early one morning to catch the first flight back to Los Angeles. It was before dawn, it was dark, and I was running late. And as I approached an intersection with a green light up ahead, I went to accelerate because I wanted to get through on the green. I was running late. And this voice kicked in and said, slow down, which I got to say, to say surprised me is an understatement.
And we're not talking about something coming through the radio of your car or something like that.
No, not at all. It was a voice, and I'd never heard anything like this before in my life. Uh-huh. And my first reaction was, I must be dreaming, you know, this is weird. And so I went once again to accelerate. And then it kicked in much more emphatically, slow down. And I did slow down. And as I entered the intersection, out of nowhere, a truck ran a red light on a cross street, hurtled through, and just missed me.
So did the truck run a red light?
It ran a red light, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
are we talking a little pickup truck, or are we talking about something bigger than that?
No. It was like a massive truck. It was, I think you call them in your country 18-wheelers or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to admit, I didn't actually count the wheels.
Oh, dear.
If I hadn't slowed down, if that voice hadn't interceded, and if I hadn't listened to it, more importantly, if I hadn't obeyed it, the truck would have smashed right into me. I would have been killed. There's no doubt about that.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I stopped at the I had to pull up on the other side of the intersection because I was just so traumatized by what had nearly happened.
Right.
What had happened.
Right.
And three questions just hit me very suddenly. What was that voice? Where did it come from? And why did it save my life?
Mm-hmm.
And those three questions really were what motivated me finally to make the film. Well, that didn't happen straight away, I've got to say. I mean, it was several years before I kept on thinking about what happened and just thinking, that's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Christine, I wasn't a spiritual person or a religious person or anything like that at that point.
Uh-huh.
I'd come from a secular background. My parents were both dentists. My brothers and sisters had all gone into the medical sciences. I came from very much an evidence-based background.
Sure.
And, you know, as you said in your intro, I'd spent 12 years as a practicing journalist with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. You know, so that only reinforced my skepticism, if you like, and objectivity.
Sure.
But this image of this truck just grazing past me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hurtling past me and just me just sort of grazing from missing it. That just kept on coming back to me and coming back to me. And, I mean, look, the way that I explore the world is by making movies.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I decided that I would make a movie about it. But, you know, look, it's really interesting what you said in your introduction about films about intuition. My first reaction was when I thought, okay, look, I will make a film about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to do some research and wondered what other films there had been made on intuition. They're actually very, very few.
Right.
And the ones that do explore intuition essentially are trying to prove that it exists.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that was an absolute nonsense. I mean, we all know intuition exists.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these films that have been made prior, the whole intent was, is it real? Does it exist?
Uh-huh.
And I actually wanted to start my film from the base level of, it exists. It saved my life.
Uh-huh.
I now want to know how it works.
Right.
And why
right.
it works.
Yeah.
And I could find nothing in all the research that I'd done. I could find nothing that really answered those questions to my satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the scientific experiments about intuition are interesting, but really your movie is telling people more like what it is and how to access it as opposed to, you know, is it true or is it false? Yeah. And there's some wonderful experts. Many of them have actually been on the show before. And I'm really excited to share more about this movie and to ask you some more questions about this. But we're going to go to our first break. And when we return, we're going to be talking more about the power of intuition, what it is, how to access it, and what's some of the different perspectives on it. And we return with Mr. Bill Bennett. Stay tuned. Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
All right, my intentions are good. I use my intuition, it takes me for a ride. But I never understood other people's superstitions.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here in KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Bill, I too am fascinated by intuition. And it's interesting, when I learned about your story, when I watched your documentary, I happened to mention it to my 23-year-old, and he reminded me that he'd had a similar experience about 4 years before, where the light turned green, and it's this area where there are a lot of trees off to one side. You really can't see, like, what's coming down from around the bend much. And he just got this feeling he needed to wait, and a semi went through and, you know, saved his life, that this intuitive gut feeling. So is this the sort of thing that happens more common than we talk about?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, Christine, because now having made the film and showing it in places that I have, I am regularly contacted by people, and people come up to me after screening and say, the same thing happened to me.
Oh, wow.
And what occurs to me, it occurred to me that what happened to me isn't unusual at all. What happens is that the film allows, almost gives people permission to talk about something that they wouldn't ordinarily talk about because they're embarrassed or, mm-hmm. you know, they feel as though people will think that they're wacky or weird or something yes. like that. Or in other instances, they just feel that it was something quite intimate and personal and they don't really want to talk about it. But,
right.
but the movie does allow them to come forward and say, you know what? This happened to me. Invariably, the circumstances are a little bit different, like your son's.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. You know, in your son's case, in my case, it was a voice. In
uh-huh.
your son's case, it was a feeling.
Yes.
I was being interviewed by a journalist. She was quite a skeptical lady. She was giving me a bit of a hard time,
uh-huh.
as they sometimes can.
Right, yes.
And anyway, she sort of stopped, and it was a pre-recorded interview, and she put the recorder on hold, and she said, I'm going to tell you something. And she told me this story about how she was pregnant, quite heavily pregnant, and because of that, she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. She and her husband were driving. Her husband was a journalist as well.
Uh-huh.
And the husband suddenly turned to her and said, put your seatbelt on. And the way he said it, she didn't question it.
Right.
You know, her tummy was really quite big, and so she, you know, it was a bit of an effort to put the seatbelt on.
Sure.
But he said it in such a way that she went, okay, I'm going to put my seatbelt on. Only moments later, their car had a tire blowout, and the car actually overturned and went into a ditch. Now,
whoa.
She was okay, and the baby was okay. But later on, you know, after some time later, she said to him, why did you tell me to put the seatbelt on? And he said, I saw everything that happened. I saw it in my mind's eye, everything that was about to happen. I saw it before it happened. And I knew immediately that you had to put your seatbelt on. Now, in his instance, it was what you would call clairvoyant.
Uh-huh.
I think in your son's instance, it would be called what's called clairsentient.
Uh-huh.
And in my instance, it's clairaudient.
Right.
So what happens is that intuition connects with you in various ways. And one of the things that I've discovered in the making of the film, and by the way, Christine, I'm no expert, right?
Uh-huh.
Any knowledge that I've got from intuition is from reading books and, you know, being behind the camera listening to these amazing people that are doing my film. But one of the main purposes of intuition is to keep us safe and keep us safe from harm.
Right.
Because basically, if we are to fulfill our destiny and our purpose as human beings on the path that we're on, how can we do that if we cark it too early?
Yes, exactly.
You know, if we get killed. And so our intuition tries, its primary purpose is to try and keep us safe.
Uh-huh. So, okay, I know you, one of your experts addresses this in the film, but I think it's important in this situation to think in terms of these accidents, right? And having some visual or, you know, something auditory or a gut feeling or just a sense of knowingness that something's about to happen. How do you explain that with our notion of time the way it is? Like, you know, how can we know what happens in the future?
Well, Dean Radin, who was interviewed in my, I interviewed Dean in my film, and you might know Dean. He's the chief research scientist at the Institute of Noetic Sciences.
Uh-huh.
He's regarded as one of the leading researchers in the world into human consciousness. He explains it scientifically in the film. What he says, and this is actually quite remarkable, but there is a theory that I believe he has proven, is that the brain is a quantum object.
Uh-huh.
That the spaces in the synapses are a quantum environment. And what can happen is that one brain cell can travel out through this quantum environment into the unified field, which, I'm no scientist, Christine, so I'm just sort of, you know, paraphrasing what Dr. Radin told me.
Right.
But essentially can pick up a likely probability that, mm-hmm. that an accident is going to happen, I'm going to be hit by a truck.
Right. So this quantum bit from the brain is actually interacting with the quantum field to collect information and see what might be likely.
Exactly. So no time, no space, evidently. You know, so time doesn't exist. So it's a uh-huh. forward possibility. It's a likelihood. And this one neuron brings this information back into the brain. Now, what he said, what Dean Radin said, was that if that neuron is in a part of the brain that can assimilate this information into a fight or flight response, then you get a signal. And what he said is that one neuron then can excite its neighbors with the same information. So the one brain cell then excites and excites and excites up to a point where you have enough neurons then at that point in your brain saying, hey, there's a likelihood of an accident happening. And then that manifests, in my instance, in a voice telling me to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's extraordinary. When he told me that, suddenly a whole lot of things like deja vu and clairvoyance and so forth then started to make a whole bunch of sense.
Yes. And I've thought about some of the experiments they've done where they're showing images to people and occasionally they'll show them a disturbing image and they've got them hooked up to all sorts of devices and they've been able to see that, generally speaking, people react in their heart to the negative images before they ever get popped up, sometimes like 2 or 3 seconds prior to when the images are actually shown.
I think what Dr. Radin calls it is retrocausality. You know, which is a really impressive word.
It is. What does it mean?
I don't quite know what it means, but I throw it around all the time at dinner parties and stuff like that. It's really impressive. But I find, my view is that science is constantly playing catch-up. In my research, I discovered something that really knocked the socks off me. 160 years ago, now I figured out that's only 5 generations ago, science didn't know that germs cause disease.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So now, germs presumably have always caused disease. It's not that science invented the concept that germs caused disease 160 years ago. They merely discovered it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, in the making of the film, I started to ask myself, what else is happening, you know, in reality that science is yet to discover?
Right.
And when that very, very simple thing of germs causing disease, only 5 generations ago and science hadn't discovered it, that was a big kind of step for me to basically dismiss science. I took science out of the equation when I started to really think about intuition, because I thought there's stuff happening here that science doesn't have a bloody clue about. They don't have a clue.
Right. And you need to know, first of all, what you're looking for. Secondly, have some sort of instrument to measure it.
Yeah, exactly. This whole thing about having an instrument to measure it is a really, really important thing. And in fact, Dean Radin talks about that in the movie.
Right.
But here's one of the things that I've come to believe. And like I say, I'm no expert, but this is what I've come to believe. That intuition works within the energetic realm, both outside of us, the energetic realm outside of us, and the energetic realm inside of us. Now, Western science doesn't even acknowledge that chakra system exists.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the East has acknowledged that for thousands of years.
Sure.
And they've based, you know, the whole, they've based, well, Chinese medicine is based on the whole concept of qi and the meridian, you know, the energy meridian systems within you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's manifested now in the form of acupuncture in the West, which has proven very effective. But even so, Western science won't exist that we have energy channels in our body. My belief is that intuition shifts from the energy outside to the energy inside, connects in with our energetic system inside, and that interacts or interfaces with our physiological system.
Sure.
So that we then feel a gut feeling, because that comes through, you know, the gut chakra. We feel something in our heart because that comes through the heart chakra.
Yes.
You know, as Dr. Radin says in my movie, science doesn't have the instruments to measure it, and because they don't have the instruments to measure it, they say it doesn't exist.
Right. And it's interesting because I've been a part of scientific research evaluating energy healing, and Konstantin Korotkov from St. Petersburg University, although I think they renamed it recently, has devices to actually measure the light that is permeating outside of the body, you know, extends beyond the body, as well as the chakras. And it's, you can interact with it in a variety of ways, including through energy healing, and affect the light and affect the chakras. And it's really fascinating. So if the concept is, if you can actually work in a person's biofield, so to speak, and affect the light, then why can't the quantum information that exists out in the field be interacting with us in the same way and affect us in some way based on that, affecting our chakras?
Exactly. And it does.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. And it's it is fascinating. And I what I loved about your movie is that your various experts had different perspectives on how they defined it. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit about the quantum field. What's your perspective about, like, you know, what it is? Are there angels who are speaking to us, you think? Or is it just information in the field? Is it God? You know, what have you come to believe based on your exploration of this?
What I've come to believe is that it's all of the above, Christine.
It's all what?
And it's all of the above.
Okay, okay.
And that religious people can interpret it as, you know, a guardian angel.
Uh-huh.
A spiritual person can interpret it as your higher self. Somebody who has a scientific need can refer to it as an interaction with the quantum field.
Uh-huh.
I actually think that it's all of these things. And the way that you interpret it really does depend upon your worldview. Now, I set out to look at intuition and look at try to find out what that voice was from three perspectives:
mm-hmm.
the religious, the scientific, and the spiritual. You know, I ended up interviewing, in fact, 76 people from all around the world. Pardon me, there are only 26 in the movie, but my view on intuition has been formed from all of the people that I spoke to and people that I've spoken to since. I have a theory about intuition as being in three categories. Do we have time in this space now for me to quickly talk about that, or should we
that's our teaser, folks. You have to wait to hear about the three different categories. More with Bill Bennett here and Intuition, Your Personal Guidance System, in just a few moments.
I play the game of life. I try to make it better each and every day. And when I struggle in the night, the magic of the music seems to light the way.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life. What it means to truly change your perspective in life. What it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention?
perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns in certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upshur Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking to Bill Bennett, who is the maker of the movie Intuition, Your Personal Guidance System. Now, you know, we've been talking a lot about intuition. Half an hour of this, Bill, and I realize I have never asked you to define exactly what your definition of intuition is, and I wonder if you could share your perspective.
Sure. Yeah, because, look, I began this film, how can I say it, analytically.
Uh-huh.
Because I needed, for me to make sense of the film and to put it into a form that was accessible to a general audience, not a highly tuned spiritual audience, but regular people, I had to figure out what intuition actually is. And I, with all the reading and everything, I became very confused. So I came up with a definition. Intuition is a sudden, unexplained insight that comes unaided by logic, intellect, or expertise. Okay. Now, that was a definition that defined what happened to me in the car.
Right.
You know, that voice came to me suddenly. There was no expertise involved in it. There was no intellect or logic or anything like that. So that was a definition that fitted, if you like, that particular type of intuition that saved my life. But in all the reading and talking to people and so forth, I realized that other people use intuition in other ways. And I realized that this was one of the things that confused me was, you know, people are using intuition, but it doesn't fit that definition.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that definition is wrong. No, the definition was right for what happened to me. So then I started to think, well, maybe there are different types of intuition.
Uh-huh.
And then I was reading and reading. I couldn't find anything. And so I actually came up with my three categories of intuition. The first category is survival intuition. That is the intuition that is about the survival of the species. So it's a very primitive, animalistic. It is a mother's intuition for the safety and well-being of the child, but even a father's intuition as well. There are instances of fathers having this strong paternal survival instinct for the protection of their child. But as adults, we feel it as well. We go into a dark alley and we, you know, have a sense of threat and we don't know where it's coming from. We just know that we've got to get out of that alley. So that's survival intuition, and that's intuition that comes from the body. Then the second category is what I call cognitive intuition, which is based on expert knowledge or past experience. So that's the, when say a CEO says, oh, I've made an intuitive decision about something, I've made a gut decision about something, or a sportsman says, well, I did that intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on their expert knowledge. Now, sometimes expert knowledge is forgotten. They don't even know they've got it.
So
they just pull it out of somewhere immediately, and they call that intuition.
So can you give me an example of that, something very specific?
Well, sure. A scientist can say, can be working on a problem for a long, long time, and then suddenly they have that aha moment where they have a breakthrough and they say, I don't know where that came from, but that was intuitive. Now, you know, they put that down to an intuitive breakthrough. But the fact is that the cleaner cleaning that scientist's lab couldn't have had that breakthrough. A breakthrough is only a function of That's scientists' expert knowledge.
Right.
Now, that expert knowledge may be so deeply embedded in them, they've even forgotten where that knowledge comes from, or that they had that knowledge. But somewhere within their mechanism, that their, you know, this cognitive intuitive system has connected all the dots and come up with that breakthrough moment for them.
That makes sense. But,
yeah, but it is only because that scientist has that expert knowledge. But you see, that comes from past experience. That comes from learning. That comes from what I call subsumed memory recall. So what they're doing is they're recalling a memory or information that is so deeply subsumed they don't even know they have it. So that's the second category.
Okay.
The third category is what I call mystical intuition. And mystical intuition fits my definition that I said earlier. Mystical intuition is intuition that cannot be defined by any kind of logic, past knowledge, expert knowledge, past experience, anything like that. It comes out of nowhere. And mystical intuition presents through dreams, through synchronicity and coincidence, through flashes of deja vu or you know, I cited that instance earlier of clairvoyance. It comes as a voice in the cast telling you to slow down. It's knowing without knowing how you know it. Let me put it that way.
Right.
And that is intuition that I believe is from a divine source. So if you're talking about pure intuition, then I believe mystical intuition is pure intuition. And by pure intuition, what I mean is that it's not based on anything learned prior or experienced prior.
Right. Or by the body, like if you're walking through down that dark alley, then your body may pick up certain types of hormones out there that could actually detect it on a physiological level, but it's not necessarily coming from, you know, what we think of as the divine.
Well, going back to those three categories, survival intuition is from the body, cognitive intuition is from the mind, and mystical intuition is from the soul.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so when I and it took me a long time to kind of figure this out because I hadn't read this anywhere. And when I started, and you know, people like Carolyn Mace and others might, you know, say, "Oh, there's all sorts of other intuitions as well," and there probably are. But for me, it kind of made sense. And as soon as I started to see intuition within those three categories, I then, you know, I went back to books like Blink, Malcolm Gladwell's book about, you know, making instant intuitive decisions, and that comes down to cognitive intuition. Or it might be a mixture of cognitive and survival intuition. But mystical intuition, intuition from the soul, that's what really interests me. And that's what my film is about. It's about mystical intuition.
Right. So if we are wanting to get more mystical intuition into our lives, is there a key?
I believe there is. Number one, I believe that we're all born with intuition. Yeah, you know, what my film proposes is that intuition is a legitimate functioning system in our bodies, same as our hormonal system, our circulatory system, and so forth. It's just that it works energetically. And so what we need to do is we need to open ourselves up energetically. Intuition is hitting us all the time in various ways. Most of us don't realize it. And one of the reasons we don't realize it is because a lot of us don't even acknowledge that intuition exists and that it's there for us.
Right.
You know, I think the first step is to acknowledge that intuition exists. The second step is then to be willing to accept it and work with it. And then in my film, I go through five steps that I believe can help somebody access these intuitive powers that they have. And that is stop, listen, ask, trust, and follow. Stop, listen, ask, trust, follow.
So,
and if you follow those five steps, then it is a way then that you can start to become more intuitive.
So how do you decipher what's like mind chatter or ego-based control versus that mystical intuition?
It's a really, really good question. And it's one question that I ask several of the people in the film. And what I've been told and what I've since experienced myself is this. With true intuition, mystical intuition, there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. There's a sense of calm, there's a sense of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And mystical intuition never works within fear. Our logic, our intellect, you know, the needs of our personality often will come with a whole lot of caveats, with, there might be doubt in your mind,
mm-hmm.
but often it's also fear-based. When you analyze the thought and you pass it right back and, you know, take it right down to its basics, oftentimes our intellect thought, as against our mystical intuition thought,
mm-hmm.
is based on fear. And intuition never, ever works in fear.
Interesting.
So if that thought comes, okay, so one of the things that I didn't put in the movie that I discovered, there's so much I've learned, Christine, I didn't have time to put everything in. But one of the great things that I learned was first thought, best thought. Your first thought is your intuitive thought, and that's the one that jumps all the hurdles of logic and ego and all uh-huh. of that, and it comes to you bang like that in uh-huh. a flash. It goes, ta-da!
Right, and sometimes we argue with it, right?
Well, that's a crazy thought. We yeah. argue with it because we're scared of it. You know, uh-huh. we think, no, I can't do that. That's going to lead me off down that track, and that's going to—I don't know where that's going to lead me, but it could lead me to really, you know, wild places. And
sure.
so, what happens is that immediately our second thought comes in, and that second thought is our rational thought. You know, that's the common sense thought. That, oh, you know, my first thought, I mean, just too crazy. I can't go that way. But the second thought is the safe thought. Now, my view is the second thought is always based on past experience, the past knowledge, or what's been done before, what's happened before.
Uh-huh.
So that's the thought that's based on what your parents have told you, or what you've learned in school, or what common sense would say, or what peer pressure would, you know, say you should do. But it's always based on the past. I call it drawing from your personal archive. Whereas your intuitive thought comes from the limitless, the boundless. It comes from the universe,
mm-hmm.
and it leads to expansion. Whereas your second thought, your rational thought, it comes from what's gone before, and it will only ever lead to stasis or contraction. It
wow.
won't lead to expansion. Your intuitive thought, that wild thought, leads to discovery and creativity, originality, and in a business sense, it also leads to success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating. I love this contrast between expansion versus more of the same, or, you know, something that's worse than what you've got right now. This is a fascinating conversation. And when we return from this next break, you're going to learn how you can find your way to this movie. Stay tuned for more with Bill Bennett. Just a few moments. Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's J-O-E-N-U-N-Z.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's a mother's intuition to make a little space. It's her quiet mission to tidy up her place. A mother's intuition is like a kangaroo's.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. Benny, you are such a master at finding these gems.
Well, what I was saying earlier, the internet is my friend. Usually, that's why I'm still hunting down the video and movie you might be in. I'm not giving up, by the way. So everything is at my disposal, yes. And there are a few songs out there with some intuition relationships. But other than that, that's the best one I can. I can see you smiling when you heard it. I can actually.
And I tell you, you're not going to find the one where I was on PBS as a child because that was too long ago. You might find I've been in some other like internet movies and a short clip up in Edmonton. That's about my television experience so far.
I'm just saying, challenge accepted.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck with that.
All right.
And if you find it, I'm going to pay you lots of money not to post it on social media.
Even sweetening the deal.
You know, Bill, I love your movie, and I want to make sure you share with our listeners how they can access it, because it's a really important movie.
Look, at the moment, we're doing what I call pop-up screenings, which are a host-based screenings. I think the term is theatrical on demand. Our distributors are GATHR, G-A-T-H-R, Films. And the best way that people can access the film is through the website, pgsthemovie.com. btsthemovie.com, uh-huh. And it gives information there on how to screen the film. And essentially what happens is somebody has to put their hand up and say, look, I want to host this movie in my town. And then the distributors organize the cinema. So the host doesn't have to do that at all. There's no cost to the host. All the host has to do is get the required number of people to make the screening happen. And then if it's at all possible, I'll come along and do a Q&A. And then probably in September, I think, we'll be releasing the film online and through DVD.
Fabulous. And I just want to remind people that PGS, that's, you know, it stands for Personal Guidance System. So PGSthemovie.com. That's where the PGS comes from.
Okay.
So one of the things that I noticed about your film is that it's not just geared for those of us who have been in this kind of realm for decades, but it's actually accessible to more of the mainstream. Why did you do that?
Well, I'm mainstream. maybe I'm not mainstream. Maybe I'm a little bit off track, but I'm a bit like you, Benny, so maybe. But I'm just a regular bloke. And something happened to me, and I had the capacity to make a film about it. But I wasn't born with any particular abilities, and I've not sort of developed any particular abilities. But what I have done through the making of the film is I have become somebody who lives their life absolutely intuitively. Mm-hmm. And what I've discovered is that all sorts of huge benefits have come to me from that. You talked about these awards I've won and these movies I've made and so forth. Mm-hmm. I did all of that on will force, on absolute total will force. And when I came to make the movie, I realized I couldn't make a film on intuition using my will force.
Uh-huh.
The only way that I could make a film on intuition was by making it intuitively. So I've got all of these amazing experts in this movie, but I never had a list of, you know, like a to-do list of, I've got to get Carolyn Mace, I've got to get James Van Praagh, uh-huh. I've got to get Lee Carroll, Paul Selig, these people.
Sure.
I was led to them intuitively. And what I've discovered is this, and this is where it comes down to real-world application, is that if you do begin to trust and work with your intuition, you can save so much time, you can save so much anguish, you can save so much wastefulness in terms of money and all of that sort of stuff, because what happens is that you connect through to your true path, your true purpose, and that purpose will lead you to where you want to go. So you're not going off chasing, you know, going down dead ends and spending a lot of time and money and, you know, and spending up your emotional, or, you know, just wasting time using your willpower, setting a goal that isn't on your path.
Uh-huh.
If you work with your intuition, you will always be led to the true fulfillment of what your purpose is. And, you know, that might be being successful in business. That might be inventing something or creating something or writing a book or uh-huh. working with people, you know, in some sort of, you know, health way or whatever it might be. But you'll be on song. You'll be on path.
Uh-huh.
And you won't be wasting time, wasting money, wasting effort, pursuing things that aren't in your highest good.
Uh-huh.
What intuition does is that it takes you to your highest good in the most efficient way possible.
Oh, I like that. Say that one more time, Bill. It takes you to your highest good
in the most efficient way possible.
Uh-huh.
It is like a GPS. You know, you punch in where you want to go on your GPS, and what your GPS does in your car is it takes you to your destination,
right.
Avoiding all of the obstacles and, you know, and the accidents and the you know, and uh-huh. the dead ends and all that sort of thing. It takes you there in the most, and sometimes it's not the most direct path.
Uh-huh, right, exactly. Yeah, sometimes we think we know we need to go a particular direction, but our GPS says, no, go that way instead.
Exactly, and we fight that, you know, because we think that makes no sense. It's uh-huh. not the most direct path.
Right.
But in fact, it is the most efficient way to get there, and exactly the same with PGS. It's the reason I called the film PGS is so that it has this link in with the GPS.
Right.
Because intuition is a guidance system. It's a navigational system to keep us on our path, so that we can fulfill our true purpose and our full expression of who we really are. And if we do that, we will be a success. And however you wish to define success, whether you wish to define it in money terms or whether you wish to define it in terms of service or love or whatever, I've purposefully stayed away. You'll notice, Christine, I've stayed away from any kind of talk about, you know, abundance or making money or anything uh-huh. like that.
Right.
You know, that's not relevant as far as I'm concerned. What's relevant is fulfilling your purpose, your destiny path that you were born with.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I truly believe that when you incarnate as a child, you have that destiny path imprinted, embedded as a blueprint within your DNA, within your energetic structure. And the purpose of intuition is to keep us on purpose. And if we do that, we're going to lead really happy, contented, fulfilled lives.
That's a fabulous way to end the show. Yes, fulfilling our destiny blueprint. I love that, Bill, and I love your movie. And again, everybody, it's pgsthemovie.com. Thank you, Bill, for joining us here today.
It's been my pleasure, Christine. Thank you.
And I want to thank you for joining us here today. I hope that you will check out this film and... Also, I think that I also wanted to mention that I've got a new blog up on my website, and you can always access this show after the fact in the archives, a couple of hours to maybe a day after the show ends. So make sure you share this with your friends. Thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. Talkradio.com.